Hello, hello, hello. So it's CC number one, Corruptive Climate. We have here in the studio Don Hill. Don Hill is another participant on the Biotech Orchestra workshop. And we want to hear from Don about trees.
What would you like to know about trees?
Well, I'm interested, how can trees produce sound?
Well, this might take a few minutes to describe.
That's all right.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay. You probably noticed if you were outside in the installation that I was using birch trees.
I can see them here in Ausland.
Yeah. And birch trees, is it fair to say that birch trees are quite common in Deutschland?
Yes. Okay. And in Russia.
Yes. Specifically in Russia, yes. Now, when you have walked through birch trees, when they're closely knit, close together, and the wind is going through the trees, have you noticed any change in the sound?
Well, I can hear the wind touching the leaves, and that's the mechanical vibration somehow makes a vibration that can come to my ear.
Oh, I love it. I love it when you talk. That is so German.
Cool. Great.
Engineering, right?
Good.
And that's wunderbar. The actual interesting thing about the wind, when you actually have the trees very close together, it creates almost like a harmonica, like reeds. And when it blows through, especially if you're close to Austria, with a Föhn wind, which is the persistent, very warm wind, yes, but very strong wind. When it blows through the trees, you'll get different pitches of sound. And in Canada, where Indians are, where it's dark like it is here in Germany right now, how would they navigate in a forest of birch trees just for miles and miles, kilometers and kilometers and kilometers? How could they do that in the dark? They would pay attention to how the wind shifts through the trees.
So it's like they get the
a
direction,
Doppler effect.
North,
a, you know,
north, south.
Da, 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 da,
yes.
Da. Same
like
idea, except
car.
The wind going through the trees.
But so they know where south and north?
Yeah,
something like
because,
that?
Because there's persistent wind.
Yeah.
You know, like the Föhn wind would be coming from the mountains, the Alps, right? So it's persistently coming from a direction. So they would know that the direction is persistently from that area. So that's one way that trees can sing.
Yes.
The second way is that here for the installation at Ausland, as you noticed when you walked in, that I took a bunch of dead birch trees. And
cut.
Yeah, they're cut.
Yeah.
And they were recycled. I mean, we didn't go out with chainsaws. And
yeah. You won't threaten the birch.
No. And I would feel pretty bad about that, especially since trees are such a... well, rare species. You know, when I walk through Berlin, well, think about this. You know, the trees are actually numbered.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, so yes, there's not much labeled wilderness in the sense that uncontrolled nature, forest. So anyway, the trees were rescued from oblivion, and I assembled them outdoors, and I strung them with 170 meters of copper wire. And that wire is like an antenna that will pick up ambient electromagnetic energy.
How did you fix the wire on the tree?
Well, I put the grove together in the sense that there's a sculpture effect. There's kind of a sonic sculpture there. And then I strung the wire through the branches and around the trees, and then out to the live tree, which is a wonderful, beautiful, I would say 10 meters high tree, and strung the wire through there. And that antenna picks up predominantly 50 hertz, which is the electricity system.
So, but it's the wire, it's not the birch tree.
Well, now this is the second point.
Okay.
Very good.
Good.
Very good that you should say that. Thank you for that. That's a good segue. We're good radio people.
You
know, we know how to take the next step. So in the live tree, I put a copper ground stake, and then I put a nail into the tree, the live tree, and then I ran from the tree another output. And the live tree is also an antenna. But that antenna picks up not just 50 hertz, but what's coming from the sky, like space weather, something called spherics. And the spherics sound like something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And also lightning within a 1,000-kilometer range will also be picked up as like snap, crackle, and pop. So
the sphere, the sh-
yeah, it's coming
what's
from
it,
space.
What's it telling the tree?
Well, I personally, I don't know when I talk to the tree. But the point is that the tree is picking up, and it is a superior in many ways antenna. Then the second piece was, as a conceptual piece, was I strung a long, thin steel wire between the live tree and the dead trees, and I put a guitar pickup, and we were able to play between the dead and live tree a long, thin wire. And for those of you who are interested in this kind of music, it was inspired by Alan. Lucier in the music on A Long Thin Wire, but it actually goes back to sort of Pythagorean. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, of course, is I have a gojeng, which is a Chinese zither, you know, with a movable bridge. Mm-hmm. So this has a movable bridge on it, and we were able to play the 50 hertz, the space weather, and the connection between the live and the dead trees. So I called the piece Dead Wood Sings Slowly.
Yeah, great title. The communication between the live and the dead tree?
Well, I think it's electromagnetic, period. And in our workshop this week in Ausland, what we noticed was, and I asked the question among our colleagues, when we are perturbing or just interfering with the plants in the sense that we are stimulating them with modest volts of DC, direct current of 9 volts or 6 volts. Are the plants enjoying this? And
Kathy said no.
Well, I would tend to agree with Kathy because, and I'm glad she said that because we had this discussion about that because the plants were releasing, in my view, and this is back to the discussion, fragrance, which would stimulate. Yeah, yeah. So for the, in Deutsch, what would you say?
Duft.
Thank you. Okay. I'm a Dummkopf when it comes to
That's
Idioten.
Great. That's perfect.
But you know what I mean. Yes. So the point is we were beginning to feel congested, affected by the plants, but I was outside, you see.
Okay.
And my sense of being outside is that it was cool. It was okay. Yeah. That I was acknowledging that outside was all this racket from cell phones, from electromagnetic energy, from the power system, from cars starting in alternators. And yet the trees are there and they continue to persist despite all this noise. So at least I was acknowledging that there was, that they're receiving something. Here internally in Ausland, and I'm not saying it's negative or positive, I sense that the trees were and the plants were communicating in the only way they knew how, and that was to release fragrance. And just to finish, the fragrance could be to be attractive, like bees are attracted to pollinate, or it could be defensive.
Yeah,
totally. So at the end of the day, to answer your question, is that yes, I think there's communication there. Whether our interpretation, our subjective interpretation, is appropriate, I don't know.
Yeah, yes. I have been reading to listeners this article. I just started to type things into the internet and things came out. And what I found are these three scientists, Monica, Stefano, and Daniel, who found out that plants communicate with each other using clicking sounds.
Yes.
It's corn.
Yeah.
It's, they start to tell about, there are also animals that don't have ears. So, this
I'm familiar with that research.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you, how far do you want to go with this? Because
super far. What the
okay,
farthest
so
we
how
can
much
go.
Time do we're not going to get cut off, I hope.
I don't know. But
I'll tell you why. This
yes.
might take at least 2 minutes to talk
Just
about.
Go for it. I'm super yeah. interested.
Plants sing.
They sing.
Yeah. Two things. Are you familiar with ayahuasca? Ever heard of ayahuasca?
No.
Okay, this is a jungle in the Amazon concoction of two very particular plants that in the panoply of thousands and thousands and thousands of possible plant combinations, only these two will produce something called dimethyltryptamine. And DMT is quite possibly the most trippy hallucinatory drug that can affect the human brain. The reason why is because dimethyltryptamine penetrates the blood-brain barrier instantly. Our brain loves dimethyltryptamine, okay?
Okay.
And the point is, these two plants, which create ayahuasca, the shamans, in particular the shuar, the S-C-H-U-A-R, if anybody is listening on the net wants to look it up, their claim is that these two plants sang to them and that they wanted to be put together, and that the result of that is that you, it's called, known as the television of the jungle,
mm-hmm.
meaning that when you partake of ayahuasca, that you suddenly enter into dimensions and interdimensions of dimensions that...
You partake? You take
in
part.
Other words, you are a participant.
Yes.
And what you learn is that human sentience, our consciousness, is we're puny, small, tiny, and you are immediately humbled in the presence of these plants. Oh. So let's now go to the southwestern United States.
Yes.
And the Native American Church. Now, I'm speaking from experience here. I've, as a broadcaster in Canada, mm-hmm. I worked with the public broadcaster, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and I had the luxury to follow these stories to where they took me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have the pressure of immediately having to come up with a story or something like that. I was doing documentaries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Navajo land, which is... these large reservations in the southwestern United States, but in particular in Arizona. And in that area, peyote, which is a cactus plant,
mm-hmm.
Has hallucinogenic properties, mild hallucinogens. And the story there for those people who partake of this medicine, as they call it, is that the plants sang to them, but only
mm-hmm.
at particular times of year.
Okay.
And under the full moon.
Okay.
And the principal story is...
Strange.
That...
Maybe because it's so bright?
Yeah. It could be because of a combination of, like the tides, you know, is meaning the
but
sea.
They,
geophysical forces.
Scientists say moon doesn't affect people, plants,
well,
whatever.
Well, hang on here. Good scientists will say that they don't know.
Okay. Yes.
There is a discrimination there, because we cannot say, let's say...
100%. We are never sure. 100%.
And the reason
right?
why... Let's enjoy this conversation for a bit more in
yes.
this regard. The issue with science is
Things
is not
that live,
to,
want to keep
discount
on
yes, of
any
course.
Kind of phenomenon. It's just that we don't...
Yes, that, no, well,
we, meaning
I don't know
if you
that they,
partake of science.
I don't think that
we
they,
don't have a measurement
Yes,
to measure
and there's no desperation.
And to make
it's
replicable
just,
the measurement
this is a calm
of what
function.
Is
this
claims
is
the,
this is
of
their
people saying
existence.
That when the moon is
so
full,
they are there and they are doing their existence,
phenomena
which is
occur
about
or
growth.
Behaviors occur.
And
but
decay,
from the perspective
and
of the people
cycle,
who believe
it's part of the corruptive
and have ritual,
climate,
and they
you know,
replicate this
which is
on a regular
what
basis,
we are here researching, exploring, living within.
At this
yeah, and in
time
a way,
of
kind of celebrating.
Month,
I mean, this week,
the
okay, this biotech orchestra.
And
I think at
it's
this
not like it's,
present
you know,
time
leader or, you
has
know,
been
or for
a really
matter,
rewarding
like,
and fascinating process to go through.
You know, it's
well,
like
well
yeah,
because
exactly.
there has been a large mixed
it's
group
frequency.
Of
it's
individuals
like
from all over the world here. And we, it's been a collective, open workshop and there has been absolutely.
It's probably done quite a few that,
overtones.
I've never done anything like
John
this
Cage,
before.
He did this kind of workshop. Piece
but I've done. I've worked in a lot of collective situations,
this piece where
which are creative.
One tone stays
creative.
For about half
and
a
there
years.
Is always some kind
yeah,
of conflict.
Yeah, he has. Slower.
This week there has
actually,
been absolutely no conflict whatsoever. No wasting of time. No frustration. People have been very busy, very focused.
But maybe that's too slow.
And yet it's a bunch of individuals. And everyone
Kathy,
has
she
been
said,
learning
yeah.
and
the plant
sharing
is just
and
much, much, much more
kind of
slower.
Feeding each other
yeah.
and,
that's,
you know,
and that's why I call
learning
my piece
a lot and
okay.
creating
Deadwood
extraordinary
slowly.
New
yeah.
things that they haven't done before
yeah.
and getting
hey,
just
you know,
very
you're a great
excited.
Really
and at a time when
this,
yeah, I just,
there is such
economic
just collapse,
stuff.
There is such corruption within
I'm really just,
society.
Well, I think I've already... almost
generally,
hit the point with Martin
not just
before.
In the Western world, all over.
Yes,
okay.
yeah.
and
I told him
there's a global talk of collapse, decay, problems, strife, grief, everything getting worse and worse.
Etymology.
And actually, within all of this, this is one of the things that this
well,
whole festival
we are never
has been
gonna get
acknowledging. Look,
no,
you know, you're going smaller.
That's the title of the festival.
Reduction.
And we have had this workshop that's brought in a bunch of individuals, professionals in different ways.
Well, let me build from what you're
all
saying.
With very different
what you're
practices,
saying is very
not knowing
important
each other.
In the sense that...
And we have said
look,
very little directly to each other about how we were going to work.
No,
we just
renowned,
said what we wanted to do, and we did it.
Intellect.
We got on with it. And all the
and
participants
the
found their
zone.
Way.
Well,
and I have never
yeah.
seen
I've
such
told,
focus,
just
such diligent inquiries.
No. I
didn't say that.
I don't care about that. But, you know, there's
extraordinary.
There's the village. There's the tree.
And at the end of it, we've produced everybody
the linden tree.
We've made music from
Germans,
these plants.
They have a romantic soul.
If you have been, if you broadcast our
yes,
performance,
yes,
how
yes,
does it sound?
There's the great German support.
I mean, you know,
well,
that was.
There's the,
I play
me,
in an electronics orchestra that's been going for 12
there
years.
There is
or so.
Certainly the Teutonic
Mimeo,
Volksmarch.
And I haven't
up into
played
the mountains
in
and
such
in the
1920s. Apart, and this
was
my second electronics orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only today
UFA,
that it really
student.
Felt
yeah.
like
doing
it was an electronics orchestra, in as much as we have been making these instruments, learning how to make circuits, then making these instruments. We only started to make them.
Have you been playing after
yesterday.
The?
But when it
have
comes
you been playing
to
after the mm-hmm. score from Sarah mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. the Finn wind coming
Sarah?
From Austria,
Sarah?
I was just
Sarah
talking
didn't
before
make
I came
the,
up here.
She made it a score.
A man
well, no, the
a
score was actually devised by Hackel
okay.
and
myself.
He said
okay.
when I gave my talk
and,
on Wednesday, like he not only got
but there were about six different
that he had trouble communicating to other people who live in cities
and,
like Berlin about what that experience actually
there were rather there were six versions
of the relationship between. The
and,
sound of the wind,
but outside of
the mountain,
the school, yes, I mean,
and coming through,
I,
in this case, the vineyard.
Set up a few.
It's a very particular.
Just
so for him, that's romanticism.
Moments here,
but it's
so
not
there were two
a song
sessions
like
that
Schubert
happened here
that.
At Ausland
like,
when people came to play their instruments,
in
which was actually really important
kind of
because it's very
it
easy
is
in a way
song,
to actually create a new piece of technology.
Really kind of
but it takes
here,
a lot longer to
it's
learn
the
how
song
to play it.
Coming
yeah.
out of the land,
and
itself.
So that was one of the things that we needed to do outside of the workshop because in the workshop we're making things. So last night, yes, Sarah was here.
Yeah, but I mean that's the thing.
I
mean, you have
really
the theremin.
Actually, this was when this kind of
the theremin. Did you say the theremin?
Realization
the
about
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought you said the theremin.
No. The theremin.
Yeah.
Which plant were you
sound
coming from?
Yeah.
You have me, German
personally,
soul, getting it.
Well,
and
personally,
then you have
I wasn't focusing
yeah.
on
which
one plant.
Probably
I actually made
Schubert
recordings from
so,
a lot
you know,
of different plants.
Okay.
But I'm
going to
bring
and,
you back.
I was then processing
back
those recordings.
Okay.
Back,
okay.
Yeah.
What we're
and
really talking about is subjective impressions.
Okay. Do you know, I
couldn't
begin to give you the different
are,
Latin names
of value
for different plants.
Is that this is what I'm talking about?
No, no, no. Not even the English names. I don't know what they were called.
Describe
something.
I would say there were a variety of succulents.
The body is recording very specific
succulents, meaning like aloe vera,
in the sense that
various kinds
higher
of
higher elevations of certain hormones,
various
cortisol.
It's not even the subconscious,
there was a
furry right?
No, it has nothing. It's actually penetrating.
And there were some
deep.
Orchids,
so
but I don't
words,
know anything was doing with those.
I say this respectfully.
And then there was also something that I call the
very,
field,
very
okay.
which was
I'm
a large
as,
tray
you know,
of beans that
yes.
had been being growing
bean.
All week, and they are now
the intellect as
a field
of engagement.
We can see them down there.
Yes,
but it comes at the expense.
They
of every other
kind of
modality
work very much
of perception,
as a linked
meaning
kind of network.
The way we perceive the world, including our smell,
But maybe, I mean, and then there were some people,
how many
for
times
example,
have we walked around
there's Ignacio, who's an Argentinian guitarist,
not so often.
And
it's
he
very dangerous
was playing
because
a cactus.
That, no, it's actually not as dangerous as you think.
You know, he's
time,
really bonded with. I think he wants to take the cactus home. Maybe you should talk to him about
but
his
But the point
experience.
Is, we yeah. get a yeah, tremendous amount of information yeah. through the bottom of our feet. And it's not pain. It's actually vibration.
Go and get Ignacio.
Yeah.
Would you
and
go
so
and get Ignacio?
If you put all that together,
yes.
is that the intellect will
I don't know how he
filter
looks.
Out
I don't know.
All that information.
I think
Kathy
can help.
I will
we're
find
sort of
him
floating
for you.
Through
you
these environments.
Like
our
yeah.
heads,
but
five,
thank you very
four,
much.
Five,
yeah.
6 feet.
My pleasure.
Or,
what
you
I
know,
would like
two
to
or three
Osman?
Meters. No, not
this
three
has
meters,
been a
me.
Really important week. I feel
yeah.
for everybody involved, and it seems that
you fly.
It's been a very good
maybe
week
we
for
should
Alsan
get them to
as
play
well.
Basketball.
So I'd like to say congratulations to Alsan.
But my point is that
places
is that,
like this should exist.
We have been
we
disconnected
you,
from what
and so
who have been,
I would say Alsan onwards, forwards.
In some cases, excuse me, peasants.
yeah,
would
with
know
the
to
good
be
work,
and
when I go back to London tomorrow, I'm going to spread the word, and hopefully there will be more places.
And
like
I also think
Alsan
it's the reality.
Cool,
you know, you might
yeah,
feel
okay.
a lot.
Well, hopefully there are listeners
but
in the UK because
do
there's this radio resonance
to get money.
Yes, yes.
I think they are rebroadcasting
now.
Yes, I don't know now, but they will. Sarah and,
wait,
Sarah and Kurt,
it's Friday,
they said they will rebroadcast our audio. Audio.
Well,
right.
So let's
you
talk
know.
About this
at the moment, I'm making plans to bring the biotech orchestra over to London
real.
And we'll make
we
a
make
workshop.
It up.
Great. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do some biotech.
So
I mean, it's a
social.
Okay.
So why
great.
Is that?
Super.
And the
all right.
only thing that
so
isn't
have a nice
made
evening.
Up are the trees. They persist regardless of our fantasy.
Until we wait for Ignacio. I play some
maybe
music.
Maybe not in an English garden.
And,
hopefully,
to a certain whoop form. We'll go on.
Well, let's not go
with
on about
lyric.
The English, you know.
After that, I hear you in a bit.
Like, I get this. Having been here for a week, I understand this tension.
Well, at least I think it's very interesting for me, for
yeah.
myself, that a lot of people here, they already know. Plants communicate. But,
yes.
Hey,
yeah.
what are you telling me?
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Like, in other words, duh. Yeah, right. Plants
duh.
Communicate. That's an expression from North America, you know. Plants communicate. Duh. You
duh.
Know?
Well, hey, what
yeah.
you said.
Yeah, exactly.
So tomorrow there's another day, another night of
mm-hmm.
radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we will definitely go on more about this and try to find out, well, I don't know, what. What scientists know, what they think, why they should probably better ask artists. Because they seem to know more than the scientists.
Well, it's
something that I've got here is from April 2012.
Yeah.
Where people were asking themselves why and how and do really plants communicate? And
well, duh. Yeah, of course they do. But I want to go back to what I said earlier, is that science requires a measurement. 15 years ago, if I can just persist here for a moment more, something called transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, using magnets, you know, visions of Franz Mesmer, was considered to be, in terms of science, if you were to say to going to Potsdam or the Technical University of Berlin, and you're saying you're investigating consciousness 15 years ago, that was a career killer. You just, because the question was, consciousness. Well, we're not even sure it's an it, let alone a verb. You know, we can't measure it, okay? And then something came along called a functional magnetic resonance imaging machine, the fMRI, and quantitative electroencephalographs, and all these, you know, QEEGs, as they're called, which provided scientists, for the first time, a reliable means of measuring what's going on in our brains and central nervous system. Mm. And suddenly, something that was really flaky, using magnets called transcranial magnetic stimulation, today is now not just accepted and legal here in Germany,
mm-hmm.
but because it was considered quackery, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in the United States, and, you know, let's not go on about the U.S. right now, right?
No.
But the point is now it's...